It was on this day in 2009 that Michael Jackson was found dead in his bed. He had given himself an injection of propofol, which was to help him sleep. And I guess he gave himself a little too much, but it was just shocking news that just ripped through the pop culture world. Michael Jackson had died at the age of 50 on this day in 2009. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us on this Tuesday afternoon. A lot going on. The blog that I wrote for our website, WWL.com, is still being posted. It's still up there. And then also, it's posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, and we're going to read some of your comments. You can still go there and comment, and you can also comment on some of the comments. And again, I hope you'll join me on Facebook if you haven't done that yet. It is an extension of our show, also Instagram, and those are two good ways to get messages to me. I'm almost caught up on all the messages now. The blog is titled, Trump Warns Biden Will Arrest Christians and Catholics. But as I explain, this is another one of those situations where you need not worry. Trump is trying to instill fear in you. And interestingly, he did it in the past. He did it in the last election, and it didn't work for him. And I explain how ridiculous it is that Trump would use what really happened as a way of trying to make Christians and Catholics fear that if you don't vote for him, the ultimate Christian, the guy who, if he takes off his shirt, he's got marks on his shirt, marks on his skin under his shirt because of all the persecution that he has suffered, standing up for Christians. Trump, Donald Trump, the ultimate Christian. And so he's trying to scare you that you have to vote for him if you want to keep your Christianity, which, of course, is ridiculous. And I explained why it is ridiculous in the blog. And you could also comment on the SOTA Facebook page. All right, let's get the results of our Tuesday text off. The song was 20th Century Boy. I like the song. I was first introduced to this song when it was done by a group called Placebo. And it's a UK group, and I love their version of it. But then I came to realize that it was originally done by Mark Bolan and T-Rex. That was song A. The first artist was Mark Bolan and T-Rex. This came out in 1973. It wasn't a massive hit, but it was kind of one of those counterculture hits within the hits. And this is a T-Rex and Mark Bolan, came out in 1973. Song A was the loser. That was the original song A. So in this case, the cover beat the original. The cover is Def Leppard, done in 2006. Song B, the winner of the text off this week. All right, so Donald Trump wants Biden to take a drug test before he goes into the debate situation. It's pretty interesting. There is this belief that they're going to juice Biden up. They're going to give him the juice. But, I mean, what kind of juice would they give him? I mean, what would be something that would spike Biden, or what maybe did they give him before the State of the Union address? Because, you know, we saw a totally different Joe Biden during the State of the Union address in terms of energy. I mean, the guy was awake, he was alive, he was on. What was he on? Was he on anything? I mean, Ian, can you think of a drug that would give somebody like this perfect high, where they would be totally confident and they would be charged up and energized without, like, you know, losing mental control?
Scoot, I don't do drugs. I've never done drugs. I don't know anything about any drugs. I don't know why you'd ask me that question.
I thought maybe you read something about drugs, or you
thought I might have heard something.
That you're asking for a friend.
I might have heard.
You might have heard
from
something.
Someone I know that a drug exists that might give you a little pep, sharpen your mental acuity, give you a short burst of energy, and wear off rapidly. I might have heard something like that.
Adderall?
Sure. Actually, yeah, you know, I snorted Adderall a couple times back in college. We would chop it up and snort it during finals.
But I hear, I've never done Adderall, but I hear that Adderall, like, just gives you this, like, I mean, it's prescription. I hear that Adderall gives you this just really wonderful high. I've heard Adderall described to me like, I wonder why everybody isn't on Adderall.
Well, the people that need Adderall because they have ADHD or something like that. It has a different effect on them, I think, than it does people that are just using it recreationally because they're 20 and it's 3 in the morning and they have a term paper due.
Right.
But
well, you see, if you need you need a drug, then the drug gives you what you don't have. So that's just kind of a neutral trade-off. If you don't need it and you're taking the drug, then it gives more to you than the person. See, if you need it, the drug is supplying what you don't have, bringing you up to level. If you don't need it and you take it, I guess it could give you a buzz of some kind.
Yeah, I don't know what snorting smashed up Adderall did for me that I couldn't have also just done with a six-pack of Red Bull. But like I said, I was young, it was college, and people were desperate, and I wouldn't recommend it. Don't snort somebody else's Adderall. That's my advice to you today.
Yeah, and, cocaine, I don't think there's... maybe Hunter still has some that he could give his dad, but I don't think that I don't think they're going to give him cocaine. I don't. Trump does more sniffling during any event, so maybe it wouldn't even be noticeable if Joe Biden was, sniffing a little bit during the debate. But I don't think they're going to give him coke, and it's a 90-minute debate, and coke is not going to last 90 minutes.
You know what though? Just theoretically speaking, if they were to get cocaine for President Biden, you know that's going to be the good stuff.
Yeah.
You know that's going to be
right.
Mucho puro.
Yeah. Like in the 80s. Maybe they got some left over from the 80s.
God, who do you even talk to in the West Wing about that? You can't just wander out the Oval Office and be like, hey, psst.
Well, hey. You might find some just loose there at the White House.
In the locker room, in the guest area. Now, I'm saying if you're the president, you can't just wander out of the Oval Office and say, hey, bring me some cocaine. Like, who's going to do that for you?
Yeah, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that, but I'm just kind of curious what drug might have been used to give Biden the boost that he got for the State of the Union address. Because, look, Biden is slow. And it seems like he's getting slower every day. It's not unnoticeable. And it seems like he's just shuffling around every day. So I don't know. I mean, we're just kind of having fun talking about this. But I think it's interesting that Trump wants him to take a drug test before the debate. I don't think he's going to do it. But I don't know that he's on any kind of serious drugs of any kind. So we'll see. We'll see what the performance is like. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. The debate is Thursday. We will be talking about it on the show from 1 to 4 Friday afternoon on Free for All Friday. All right. So we have the first of what will be, I guess, more than one challenge to Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry's mandate. New Louisiana law mandates the Ten Commandments be placed in every classroom. So now they're going to be there.
Civil rights groups have filed a lawsuit against a new Louisiana law that requires the Ten Commandments be clearly posted in state classrooms. Less than a week after Republican Governor Jeff Landry signed the new Louisiana law.
The Ten Commandments in every classroom in public, elementary, secondary, and post-education schools.
The American Civil Liberties Union, the Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and the Freedom From Religion Foundation have filed suit. They argue the mandate violates the separation of church and state and may alienate some students who are not Christian. Proponents say they're foundational documents of government. The Supreme Court in 1980 and in 2005 ruled Kentucky was violating the Constitution with a similar law. I'm Jackie Quinn.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens here. It could very well be that Governor Jeff Landry is using us. He's using the citizens of Louisiana. He's using our taxpayer dollars to get on the national stage with this signing of this bill into law, and he's using our tax dollars because there are going to be challenges that they're going to have to meet. And if this goes to the Supreme Court, I forget what the figure is, but the figure for challenging something in the Supreme Court is rather astronomical. I mean, it costs a lot of money to defend something to the Supreme Court. And so if Jeff Landry is doing this for the sake of getting on the national stage, it reminds us of Bobby Jindal, and things didn't go so well under Bobby Jindal, so we'll have to see how things go. If you do want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. James is on the North Shore. James, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scoot. Thanks for having me. I think Biden steps up and says, we don't fight with bullets. We fight by bringing the message to the masses. And he knows his message is a strong message. And when you know your message is strong, it's easy to get up there and be pumped up about it. Now, I believe Trump is winning when it comes to UFC, black voters, brown voters, and the UFC. When he goes to these arenas for these fights, everyone is screaming Trump. He has got them back behind him. So having the UFC is a winning strategy for Trump. They were just in Saudi Arabia this weekend fighting. Whitaker won. Great fight. Knocked that Russian out. Put him to sleep. Love it. And over there in Saudi Arabia, it's all men there. There wasn't no women up in that arena. You know, that's kind of weird seeing a UFC fight in Saudi Arabia, knowing that, you know, this is where they're trying to bring us to be Putin's butt buddy and have all this Russian stuff coming. But so this fall, Biden, the best thing with Biden would to have football players from the Saints, from all teams, rally behind the Democrats, Biden, and get some kind of momentum going his way with support from football players saying, we want a president who backs America and who acts like America. And for Richard, who called in a little while ago, I got a shirt for you, buddy, if I ever catch up for you. It says, we are the effing vote, here to effing vote, which means we are the felon vote, here to bleeping vote.
All right, James.
Love the show, man. Got you, buddy, man.
All right, James. I appreciate the call. If you want to join us with your comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, there's an increasing number of Gen Z. They're choosing to lead the NEET lifestyle, N-E-E-T. What does it stand for? It stands for not in employment, education, or training. In other words, doing nothing. I mean, is that something to be proud of? I mean, where's that going to lead you? And also, studies are showing that the summer heat causes road rage to ramp up. So here's what I'd like to know. Do you notice this? I mean, it's been hot AF. So are you noticing that the hotter temperatures are leading to more road rage incidents? Are you noticing this? What's an example of the last road rage incident that you've experienced recently? All right, we'll talk about that when we come back. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On this day in 1970, Chicago released 25 or 6 to 4 from Chicago 2. And it's amazing those guys still sound great today. I'm Scoot on the Air. We'll be back on WWL. There is a study showing that there's an increased amount of road rage based on the hot temperatures. That there are mental health issues in general, including road rage, that increase during heated weather. Research has determined a link between high temperatures and problems with a lot of things involving mental health. Aggressive drivers can be found everywhere, and Forbes Advisor conducted a survey of 10,000 licensed drivers and used all 50 states to compare some key metrics. And considering how hot it gets, I guess it's no surprise that Arizona was named the state that has the highest number of confrontational drivers on the road. You know, I got to tell you, another thing that might add to confrontational drivers in Arizona, I'm sure there are a lot of illegal immigrants in Arizona who are driving. And, you know, that might have something to do with it as well. I know all illegal immigrants are not bad people, but, you know, they might not know or care about the rules of the road. So Arizona was followed by Rhode Island. Would you have thought Rhode Island would be number two in terms of the most aggressive drivers and the most road rage incidents? Rhode Island number two, West Virginia three, Virginia four, Oklahoma five, followed by Alabama, Connecticut, Illinois, Texas, and Ohio. That rounds out the top 10. The states that had the least confrontational drivers are Delaware, Idaho, South Dakota, Louisiana, Wyoming, New Hampshire, Washington, Iowa, Indiana, and New Mexico. Louisiana, we were one of the states that had the least number of confrontational drivers. Have they ever driven on Poydras? Have they ever driven on Veterans Highway in Metairie on a Saturday around Lakeside? I mean, come on. I find this really hard to believe. Have you had a road rage incident, even if it didn't become total road rage? Did you feel the sense of road rage? Was it on your part or was it on the part of another motorist? Did you feel any of this recently? And how would you describe your latest road rage experience? I did mention yesterday on the show that I almost got into an accident coming to the station, but it wasn't a road rage incident. It's just that this a-hole was, you know, trying to use the merging lane to get up into the front, and he sped by everybody else kind of obnoxiously, and I mean really sped by everybody. Just got up right there in the front, and was trying to get right in front of me, and I eventually let the guy in. It was a business truck, a truck with a name on it. And I thought that if he would have crashed into me, it would have been his fault. But, I don't want to wait for my car to be fixed. I don't want it to be damaged anyway. So I'll let him in. He didn't deserve it, but I'll let him in anyway. But that was not a road rage incident because I wasn't raging in any way. And I just sort of, let him in. But I do sense road rage out there a lot. And people look at you and they point at you and they flip you off. But since our cars are air conditioned, do we really feel an increased amount of road rage when the weather gets hot? And I am shocked that there is this study that shows that Louisiana is one of the states with the least confrontational drivers. Are you kidding? You agree with that? All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian's going to get to some of your text here in just a moment. Let's go to Dave in Metairie. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, the politician's Bible, for lack of better words, is power and wealth. So Jeff Landry, yeah, I don't like that Ten Commandments in the schools. I think it's not going to go over. But he does have other ambitions, just like our mayor in New Orleans and they always waste taxpayers' dollars for their own benefit, their ambitions. All of them do it. He's doing it. It's sad, but that's what we face all the time. As far as Trump, since 2016, it's hard to deny that Trump kind of controls the media. Not in many senses. If he gets convicted, he's the news. If he beats impeachment, he's the news. If he has a fundraiser, people give him money, he's the news. I mean, some bomb in some area, yeah, that takes center stage, but then they go back to Trump. He'll do something else. So I think he's keen on that, and anybody can raise money doing everything he does. From my perspective, he ain't going to affect me, but, it's amazing how anybody can do that. And I don't know, they try to take them down, the media, everybody,
Dave, don't underestimate how much Donald Trump puts himself in the news. I mean, this has been his strategy since he came down the elevator at Trump Tower. He puts himself in the news and constantly finds ways to put himself in the news. So when you do a show where you're covering the news, I mean, we have to cover that, and he is the presumed Republican nominee, so he's got a legitimate title right now, and we would cover that no matter who it is.
But is that kind of admirable a little bit? I mean, whether you like him or hate him, anybody, if it was you or anybody, it'd be something to be able to do that. That's all I'm saying.
I think you're right. He's a marketing whiz. I don't always agree with the way that he gets in the news. I do not agree with the lies that he tells to try to get attention and to get in the news and the things that he says that are simply not true. But what makes him credible is that people believe him. Let's go to Randy in Metairie. Hey, Randy.
Hey, Scoot. I was just thinking one of the things that really gets me hot these days is Jeff Landry. And on the night he gave that victory speech, it made me just big time hot. I'll tell you. He went up there and he was showing just such a big moose knuckle. And I'm like, am I the only one that feels how attractive this guy is. Is there any other men that are attracted to Jeff Landry?
You mean attracted to him? In what way?
All kinds of ways. I think he's got a cute smile. I think he's got a cute butt.
No, I don't know.
I think he doesn't have good policies, but he does look appear to be hung.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll see what happens. I don't, you know, I think I can judge a guy who's good looking. I mean, I'm secure enough with my masculinity to admit that, you know, somebody's good looking or they, you know, they have a nice body. I'm watching the Olympic trials and I'm going, wow, that guy's got a great body. You know, that doesn't make me gay. It makes me appreciative of somebody who's got a nice body or somebody who's good looking. But I really never thought about Jeff Landry as being a looker, as being somebody that people would be attracted to. But again, you know, that's a very subjective thing. So somebody might be attracted to Jeff Landry. Let's go to Ian with a couple of your text messages.
Yes. Wow. Here's a text that says, thank you, Scoot, for continuing to point out how slow and shuffling Joe Biden is. Although FDR was younger, he was able to preside from a wheelchair. If the choice is a president in jail or a president in a wheelchair, I vote wheelchair.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to come down to that. You know, Trump's going to be sentenced to July the 11th. I don't expect Trump to go to jail, but, I mean, there's that possibility. I mean, he might be given some time in jail. Remember, he was found guilty on every count by every juror. And Trump's defense attorneys agreed with the jurors that were ultimately selected for the jury.
Going back to Mr. Landry and the Ten Commandments, here's a text that says, I'm a public school teacher in St. Tammany, and I'm not going to post the Ten Commandments in my classroom. I doubt my principal will give me any flack for it. If the district doesn't like it, F them. I'll sue them.
Wow.
School districts hate lawsuits.
Wow.
Wow.
Rebel. You know, some of the kids, did she say what grade? She say grade? Because, you know, some of those kids might go home and go, my teacher's not posting the Ten Commandments. Do you call the school and tell her she needs to put the Ten Commandments in the school?
Somebody will. You know they will.
I think I sounded like one of the South Park characters there for a moment.
Which one? All of them. You know, I got friends that are teachers, and they're all talking about this on the group chat, coming up with increasingly creative ways to kind of subvert this. And they're saying, oh, you know, we'll put up every damn thing. We'll put up the five pillars of Islam. We'll put up Taoism, Buddhism, Hinduism, Zoroastrianism. We'll put up the flying spaghetti monster. We'll put up all that kind of stuff. They'll also just say, here's the Ten Commandments, and here's 10 ways that Republican politicians have violated them, like this month, you know, people in your community.
Very interesting. Yeah. Very interesting. You know, I was just thinking about the Ten Commandments and the other things that you could post there, and I think that's it's kind of a cool idea because, you know, again, this is an issue that has been decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. It was decided in 1980, and Jeff Landry, for his own reasons, has decided to make this an issue through our legislature, and it was easy to manipulate the boneheads of Baton Rouge. All right, I posted a picture of Donald Trump last night at the fundraiser. I was not there, but I was sent a picture of Donald Trump at the fundraiser speaking. And it's just a picture of him at the microphone. He's speaking. American flag is behind him. And I got a bunch of comments on it because the last thing that I said, I mentioned how much it costs to be there, like $3,000 to attend, $25,000 for a picture with Trump, $100,000 to sit at the table with Trump. And I simply asked the question, do you think they had any vegan options? You know, because it was a Republican thing. So I thought, well, I don't know. Maybe they don't have vegan options. Well, Eagle says, absolutely, Scoot. You know, you always have baked potato or salad or green beans with steak. Let's go, Brandon. Mark says, I'm sure whatever there was alive an hour before they served it. Julie says, ha ha, I found this at a Trump superstore the other day. I had to go in. This is the only thing I could purchase. My husband made me pay cash and waited in the car. I have a pic of Trump and myself for $6.99, and it's Trump with this big orange bush. And I'm not really sure what it is. It looks like it... Oh, it's Trump on the cross. It looks like it's Trump on the cross, like he's being crucified. Bert says, who cares, Scoot? Money can buy anything. Eddie says, was LaToya there? Oh, I doubt that. Shatney says, rich people went to this dinner. Trump has no clue of middle-class America. Paul says, it wasn't enough money for Zelensky to show up with his hand out. Felix says, he is doing a great job of getting his bills paid. Yeah, he is that. Let's see. Cindy says, ew. Ann says, Biden goes to church every Sunday. Trump does not. Here's a text, a comment on Facebook from Joseph that says, I don't want war, so definitely no Biden for me. Wake up, people. And again, these were comments on the picture that I posted of Donald Trump at the fundraiser in New Orleans. So when we come back, I want to share with you some of the comments from the Facebook page about the blog, Trump Warns Biden is going to arrest, warns everybody that Biden is going to arrest Christians and Catholics. So we'll get to that. All right, on the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar, on this day in 1977, Marvin Gaye, number one again, with the song, Got to Give It Up. And was it Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke? Yeah, Blurred Lines was found to be a plagiaristic of this this song, and Robin Thicke and others had to pay money to the Marvin Gaye estate. All right, I also need to tell you about a growing number of Gen Z that are choosing to live a neat lifestyle, N-E-E-T. It means no employment, education, or training. We'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on WWL. You know, when I think about Michael Jackson passing away at the age of 50 on this day in 2009, I can't help but think back on the young Michael Jackson, and you know, just how cute he was, and what a sensation he was at a very early age. And you know, then he went on and did a few solo songs, and Rock With Me was one of the big, was it Rock With You? I don't remember which, but that Rock With song was a big hit. And boy, as I mentioned earlier, then when Thriller hit, the first time I saw Billie Jean, I realized that Michael Jackson had really updated himself and really changed with his audience, which was just brilliant. All right, so Gen Z, these are the Zoomers. Many of them are choosing to lead a lifestyle which is referred to as NEET, N-E-E-T, not in employment, education, or training. And this has been discovered by a Fortune magazine. They found this this new trend. And according to CNBC, 44% of those aged 18 to 34 say it's harder to find a job. Another 55% say it's even harder to get promoted. And in their personal lives, 55% say that it's much harder to buy a home today than it was for their parents. Well, I know a lot of things are hard and a lot of things are different. And yes, it is hard to get promoted. You know, one of the reasons that the job market is tough for Gen Z is because a lot of boomers are not retiring. They're continuing to work, and that's making it harder in some ways for Gen Z to find jobs. But, you know, this neat lifestyle is not really so neat in my opinion. I mean, sometimes you have to get out there and fight. Every generation has its challenges, and you just got to get out there and you got to fight for what you want. And if there are lazy people around you, then it's easier to succeed. The International Labor Organization reports that nearly a fifth of people ages 15 to 24 in 2023 were classified as NEETs. So that's nearly 20% of the people aged 15 to 24 in 2023 were classified as NEETs, not in employment, education, or training. It sounds like the character George on Seinfeld. Let's go to Andy Uptown. Andy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Well, thanks, Scoot. I was going to make a comment. You know, as a 55-year-old sissy YT dude uptown New Orleans, I've noticed there's not a lot of people remember Mel Brooks or know Mel Brooks's work. But
right.
I kind of see the entire Trump administration and Landry administration It's really similar to Mel Brooks's work in The Producers. I'm not sure. You know that show, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I'm familiar with it more than I am an expert on it.
Well, to enlighten the audience, the premise is you're going to make a musical or you're going to do something so outrageous that it's going to fail. And this is when they did Springtime for Hitler in Germany and all these other things, and dancing Nazis and everything. That's basically Jeff Landry talking about the Ten Commandments while a little girl faints in the background. I mean, you talk about playing a trump card. You can't make this stuff up. It's just, it is that absolutely ridiculous. And he's missing, remember, Mel Brooks also did the History of the World Part 1. I think Moses had 15 commandments. He dropped one. So what happened to the other... What happened to the other five commandments? I think that's why the spaghetti monster needs to get it. But it's just it's an amazing scenario that Donald Trump, a celebrity, a failed celebrity TV star, has taken over one party so badly that we're going to watch a debate and watch a toddler versus watch a toddler versus an elder statesman. It's like Yoda versus the dark side.
Well, Andy, I'm amazed that the Republican Party allowed this to happen. And the Republican Party did allow this to happen because not enough of the mainstream Republicans, not enough of the RINOs, and I don't know why they continue to criticize the RINOs because they need them to win, not enough of them really stood up and demanded change. And some of them actually left, like Liz Cheney retired, Adam Kinzinger retired. And, you know, they just didn't even want to be part of their party anymore. And this is a far cry from the Republican Party that was a traditional party in the past.
Well, you just can't make this up. I mean, we're going to step back 20, 30 years. And if you haven't had a chance, if anyone can, make sure and see a presidential library at one point, because we're going to see stuff declassified. We're going to see things later, 15 to 20 years down the road, that they're going to admit going, wait, he did what? He was, you know, the January 6th commission, as it was played out, you know, Ashley Hutchinson talking about him leaning across the, trying to grab the steering wheel to try to turn the, try to turn the car to drive over for the Capitol.
And hey, there's going to be the latest thing is that there are some Trump supporters who are showing up at rallies wearing diapers to support the idea that Donald Trump apparently is wearing adult diapers. Now, we don't know if that's, we can't confirm that. We don't know if it's true, but what we know is true is that there is this buzz that there are some people who want to support the idea of wearing diapers as an adult.
Trumpy Dumpties, and they're made out of American flag.
Andy, I love the conversation, man. Thanks for calling. I mean, that's crazy. We don't know if it's true, but I mean, Ian found pictures of Trump supporters going to rallies with diapers, supporting the idea.
They're not difficult to find. It's not like, it happened once in Youngstown, Ohio. No, like this happens at almost every rally.
So we don't know, but maybe some Trump supporters have found out that Donald Trump is wearing diapers and they're supporting that idea of adult diapers. But we can't confirm that. So, you know, we're certainly not going to spread that rumor. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, here are a few more comments from the SOTA Facebook page. This is concerning the blog that I wrote. Trump warns that Biden will arrest Catholics and Christians. Garrett said the question should be, does anybody believe Biden? His record speaks for itself. Edwin says, such foolishness. Trump says anything. Christy says, what's the most crazy thing about all this is that people believe everything Trump says, even when it's crazy stuff or statements that have been proven false. Susan says, no one believes that. Biden is a Catholic. What is he going to arrest himself? What an idiotic statement. And the comments go on. So, I hope you'll join us on SOTA Facebook and Instagram as well. All right, Sports Talk is coming up next. The guys have a lot to talk about. There's a new college baseball champion. God, I wish LSU had made it. Yeah, we'd have been watching it last night. Tennessee beat Texas A&M. And Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert, Mike Dottiglia, and Steve Geller coming up next. And they'll talk more about that and more of what's going on. We'll have another update on presidential politics. It's the week of the debate, and a lot of focus is on that. We'll tell you about the latest lies that are being told. We'll try to find some truth to tell you about tomorrow afternoon. We'll also talk about just some of the stuff that's going on in the news and some of the fun, interesting things as well. And just remember, when it comes to this whole road rage thing, it's never worth it. Just relax and calm down and don't let anybody get to you. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director and brand manager, senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, traffic with Joe Cardozzi. And as always, I thank all of you for being part of our show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans. You know, when I think about Michael Jackson passing away at the age of 50 on this day in 2009, I can't help but think back on the just the young Michael Jackson and, you know, just how cute he was and what a sensation he was at a very early age. And, you know, then he went on and did a few solo songs, and Rock With Me was one of the big, was it Rock With You? I don't remember which, but that Rock With song was a big hit. And boy, as I mentioned earlier, then when Thriller hit, the first time I saw Billie Jean, I realized that Michael Jackson had really updated himself and really changed with his audience, which was just brilliant. All right, so Gen Z, these are the Zoomers. Many of them are choosing to lead a lifestyle which is referred to as NEET, N-E-E-T, not in employment, education, or training. And this has been discovered by a Fortune magazine. They found this this new trend. And according to CNBC, 44% of those 18 to 34 say it's harder to find a job. Another 55% say it's even harder to get promoted. And in their personal lives, 55% say that it's much harder to buy a home today than it was for their parents. Well, I know a lot of things are hard and a lot of things are different. And yes, it is hard to get promoted. You know, one of the reasons that the job market is tough for Gen Z is because a lot of boomers are not retiring. They're continuing to work, and that's making it harder in some ways for Gen Z to find jobs. But, you know, this this neat lifestyle is not really so neat in my opinion. I mean, sometimes you have to get out there and fight. Every generation has its challenges, and you just got to get out there and you got to fight for what you want. And if there are lazy people around you, then it's easier to succeed. The International Labor Organization reports that nearly a fifth of people ages 15 to 24 in 2023 were classified as NEETs. So that's nearly 20% of the people age 15 to 24 in 2023 were classified as NEETs, not in employment, education, or training. It sounds like the character George on Seinfeld. Let's go to Andy Uptown. Andy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Well, thanks, Scoot. I was going to make a comment. You know, as a 55-year-old sissy YT dude uptown New Orleans, I've noticed there's not a lot of people remember Mel Brooks or know Mel Brooks' work. But
right.
I kind of see the entire Trump administration and Landry administration. It's really similar to Mel Brooks' work in The Producers. I'm not sure you know that show, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I'm familiar with it more than I am an expert on it.
Well, to enlighten the audience, the premise is you're going to make a musical or you're going to do something so outrageous that it's going to fail. And this is when they did Springtime for Hitler in Germany and all these other things and dancing Nazis and everything. That's basically Jeff Landry talking about the Ten Commandments while a little girl faints in the background. I mean, you talk about playing a Trump card. You can't make this stuff up. It's just, it is that absolutely ridiculous. And he's missing, remember, Mel Brooks also did the History of the World, Part 1. I think Moses had 15 commandments. He dropped one. So yes. What happened to the other five commandments? I think that's why the spaghetti monster needs to get it. But it's an amazing scenario that Donald Trump, a celebrity, a failed celebrity TV star, has taken over one party so badly that we're going to watch a debate and watch a toddler versus an elder statesman. It's like Yoda versus the dark side.
Well, Andy, I'm amazed that the Republican Party allowed this to happen. And the Republican Party did allow this to happen because not enough of the mainstream Republicans, not enough of the rhinos, and I don't know why they continue to criticize the rhinos because they need them to win, not enough of them really stood up and demanded change. And some of them actually left, like Liz Cheney retired, Adam Kinzinger retired. And, you know, they just didn't even want to be part of their party anymore. And this is a far cry from the Republican Party that was a traditional party in the past.
You just can't make this up. I mean, no. It is, we're going to step back 20, 30 years. And if you haven't had a chance, if anyone can, make sure and see a presidential library at one point, because we're going to see stuff declassified. We're going to see things later, 15 to 20 years down the road, that they're going to admit going, wait, he did what? The January 6th commission, as it was played out, you know, Ashley Hutchinson talking about him leaning across the, trying to grab the steering wheel to try to turn the, try to turn the car to drive over for the Capitol.
And hey, the latest thing is that there are some Trump supporters who are showing up at rallies wearing diapers to support the idea that Donald Trump apparently is wearing adult diapers. Now,
yeah,
we don't Trump know if that's, we can't confirm that. We don't know if it's true, but what we know is true is that there is this buzz that there are some people who want to support the idea of wearing diapers as an adult.
Trumpy Dumpties, and they're made out of American
flags. Right. Andy, I love the conversation, man. Thanks for calling. That's crazy. We don't know if it's true, but I mean, Ian found pictures of Trump supporters going to rallies with diapers,
Not difficult to find. It's not like, oh, it happened once in Youngstown, Ohio. No, like this happens at almost every
rally. So we don't know, but maybe some Trump supporters have found out that Donald Trump is wearing diapers, and they're supporting that idea of adult diapers. But we can't confirm that. So, you know, we're certainly not going to spread that rumor. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, here are a few more comments from the SOTA Facebook page. This is concerning the blog that I wrote. Trump warns that Biden will arrest Catholics and Christians. Garrett said the question should be, does anybody believe Biden? His record speaks for itself. Edwin says, such foolishness. Trump says anything. Christy says, what's the most crazy thing about all this is that people believe everything Trump says, even when it's crazy stuff or statements that have been proven false. Susan says, no one believes that. Biden is a Catholic. What is he going to arrest himself? What an idiotic statement. And, the comments go on. So, I hope you'll join us on SOTA Facebook and Instagram as well. All right, Sports Talk is coming up next. The guys have a lot to talk about. There's a new college baseball champion. God, I wish LSU had made it. Yeah, we'd have been watching it last night. Tennessee beat Texas A&M. And Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert, Mike Dottiglia, and Steve Geller coming up next. And they'll talk more about that and more of what's going on. We'll have another update on presidential politics. It's the week of the debate, and a lot of focus is on that. We'll tell you about the latest lies that are being told. We'll try to find some truth to tell you about tomorrow afternoon. We'll also talk about just some of the stuff that's going on in the news and some of the fun, interesting things as well. And just remember, when it comes to this whole road rage thing, it's never worth it. Just relax and calm down and don't let anybody get to you. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director and brand manager, senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, traffic with Joe Cardozzi. And as always, I thank all of you for being part of our show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.